Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson, and in the studio with me, I have Chef Anthony.
All right. Good morning, folks. Happy Sunday.
You're just too happy.
This is Chef Anthony, and it's been so long since we've chatted.
All right.
I'm
Will
really
you introduce
excited.
Our guest that you have with us?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sitting to my left is Mr. Habitat for Humanity contestant Alfredo Ramirez. Many of you know Alfredo through his work with Helping Hands and also Larry's Appliance downtown. And he is just a wonderful, wonderful person that has partnered with BCV, Business Coalition for Veterans. And anytime I need help, he is always there. He has yet to turn me down. And we have something really exciting going on. Many of you know about Habitat for Humanity, and every year we have the contest for Mr. Habitat, and Alfredo is entered to participate in that contest, and we're raising money for Habitat for Humanity, and he's sitting next to me to tell you about Elktoberfest.
Go ahead, Alfredo. Tell me about Oktoberfest. Elktoberfest.
Well, good morning.
Yeah.
I'm here with Chef Anthony. Just talking about another event that we got coming up for the Elktoberfest on November 1st. It's being held at the Elks Lodge on South Locust. Address is 631 South Locust. Doors open at 5 p.m., serving between 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Live band from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Yeah, gonna have some polka. Yeah. You like to dance, folks? Come on out.
Oh, I love to polka. You know that. I was raised on it, man.
So was I. Yeah.
That's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it should be a pretty good turnout. We're gonna have some German music, brats, red cabbage, pretzels, and more. Bunch of food items, some beer. $15 for an entry fee, but all proceeds will be going to Habitat for Humanity.
I love that.
That is awesome.
So when did Mr. Habitat start up again? I mean, how long have you been doing the circuit, I should say?
It started, I believe, I don't got the correct day. It was like, it was right around August, right after August 5th. I believe it was the week after August 5th. And I honestly didn't know what to do to raise money, but we've been doing a lot of events, anywhere from bake sales to softball tournaments, golf tournaments, and we had a trunk or treat last week, and we had a great
that
turnout.
Awesome.
Everyone
awesome.
Has been awesome, and a lot of support from family, friends, and my wife Melissa. I can't forget about her. She's the one that's been baking the tres leches cakes and strawberry crunch, Oreo cookie. And pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice. We're going to have some at the at the Elks.
We are. She's going to be donating some to that as well. And it's just been great. It's been a great great come out. And we have, right now I got the lead. I'm just trying to keep it that way. It's all for a good cause, but you know.
You are the only one that I've seen. I don't know who the other Mr. Habitats
are. Oh, don't worry. They're hiding behind the bush. They're going to come out. They're going to come out with these big checks.
On the circuit. I mean, man, you have been out and about getting your face out there. And for a great organization
Amen.
As well. And now this is also helping. So this Elktoberfest,
yes,
November 1st.
That was their idea. I love that. I wish I could have created
Elktoberfest.
That.
Elktoberfest. That's a great one. So BCV, Business Coalition for Veterans, how did you get involved with this?
Well, we're partnered together for BCV, and the Elks and I are partnered together for BCV. So when Alfredo called me and said, hey, Chef, can you help me?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, can I make a phone call and talk to the Elks? And he's an Elks member.
Okay.
So it's like a win-win for everybody.
And we both attend the same church, Destiny Church.
Yes. Yep. Isn't that a beautiful place?
Yes, it is. It is.
You guys have done a lot.
Place.
What I'm going to do is, we're going to have brats, obviously. We'll have the quarter pound hot dogs. A lot of kids like hot dogs, but those are delicious hot dogs. I'm going to make a braised red cabbage and Bavarian sauerkraut.
And, making me hungry.
And we're going to have a poutine, German-style poutine. Poutine is a Canadian French fry dish that has
gravy.
Cheese curds and a mushroom gravy on
yes.
top.
Yes.
But I'm going to make it into a German-infused mushroom gravy. It's going to be awesome. And we'll have the large Bavarian pretzels. So,
am I thinking like sauerbraten gravy?
Yeah, that's
something
the kind of
like
flavor.
That.
Yes.
And if you put sauerkraut on it, I'd still eat the fries too.
Yeah.
I love everything with sauerkraut.
So your $15 will get you in the door. You could not eat anything if you don't want. You can have a beverage at the bar. There'll be a cash bar. If you want to just enjoy the music and dance, that's fine. We'll also have an a la carte menu with 6 items. So every item will cost $3. You get a brat, that's $3. You want a side of braised red cabbage, that's $3. You want a plate of poutine, that's another $3. So you could literally spend what you would spend outside for $50, you can come to the Elks Club and spend half of that and have a blast.
That's true.
And then know what you're doing for your community, because Alfredo has experience with Habitat for Humanity. Share that, my brother. In your life, how have they affected your life?
Oh, well, okay. Yeah. I see where you're going.
Yeah.
No, I'm doing this for the community. It's a good way for me to give back to the community. And I've dealt with housing when I was younger. I've been through the struggle. And I know what it's like not to have a house, you know, to be a place to be called home. And that's why I'm doing it. I'm doing it for all the families that for affordable housing. That's what it's all about.
Amen.
So
Amen.
It's a great cause.
I have a story about Alfredo.
Yeah.
I know. And it's a good one.
Yeah.
I used to be the marketing coordinator at Hope Harbor, our women's shelter here in Grand Island. And a lady had worked very hard and saved up, and she found a place, but she had no way to get her furniture moved. And I think it was one phone call, and these guys came over, loaded it up in 5 minutes, moved her in. This is the kind of man you have here.
I know.
I mean, he is a good man and a hard worker.
Thank you.
I can say you honestly, I needed you guys. I paid you, of course, but it was when we moved from Rockville back to Grand Island, called you guys, boom, they were there.
Thank you.
Apart my king-size bed that nobody could figure out, moved it into our place. I've known you for a long time from a distance, but yet you're an amazing person, and this
is
great.
That.
And BCV, one of my favorite organizations around here, and God bless you, Chef Anthony, for all you do, too.
Amen. Yeah, it's been nonstop. It's been a wonderful year. Everything that the Lord said he was going to do, he has done this year. And I'm so excited. Come December, at the end of the year, I sit in my living room alone and I just meditate on the Lord. And the Lord tells me what's coming in the next year.
Yeah.
And he's been doing this for 7 years, 8 years now. And it's just so exciting.
Amen, brother.
You know,
I
love it. More businesses and business people and people with checks have come on board this year. I just got a call. I had a situation where one of our veterans, who I've known for probably 16 years, and I've known his baby since he was born, Dimitri.
Mm-hmm.
And he called me and said, Chef, this is what I got going on. And so I was looking at spending $1,400.
Oh, that's a big chunk of change.
So I prayed on it. Lord said, go. And within an hour of making that decision, one of our volunteers / donors called me and said, Chef, we just did a 40th anniversary Vietnam Veterans Reunion in Kearney.
I heard about that. Yep.
Yeah. And we still have money left over in the budget, and we would like to give you $1,000.
Wow.
See? That's what I love. And also, you know about this community around here. This is why I brought my children back here when I lived in Mexico.
Yeah.
I brought him back here because I grew up here and I know the community, and it's very generous.
Yes.
You can be on having the worst time in your life and people will lift you up.
Amen.
And that's
Amen.
What you guys are doing. So let's let our listeners know again what's going on.
Okay. Oktoberfest, November 1st, in support of Alfredo's Mr. Habitat for Humanity campaign, which is me. Doors open at 5 p.m. Serving food between 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And we're going to have a live polka band from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., 631 South Locust. Come join us. There's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of good support for the Habitat for Humanity.
$15 cover charge gets you in the door and party like a rock star. Don't forget, wear your lederhosen. Okay? Dress up.
It.
I want to see people dressed up
photos.
With your hat with the feather in the back. Come on. I'll be dressed up. Trust me.
I got to see it.
If anybody wants to come out and support me, please do so. Feel free to come. It's going to be a great time.
Oh, this is going to be wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
I appreciate it and letting our listeners know about
Amen.
This event.
Absolutely.
And thank you to our listeners for tuning into the Public Affairs Program. Have a great rest of your day.
Love you, folks. God bless.
Thank you.